A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, we're Fifth Harmony, and you're listening to Soul Sisters.
Hey guys, welcome back to a very special episode of Soul Sisters. I'm your host, Jessie Katz.
And I'm Dara Golub.
And today's episode was a funny little bit of a right turn for us because I would call it a comedy special for Soul Sisters. We had on two amazing comedians who also do many other things. The first is Lauren Lapkus, who I'm a huge comedy nerd fan of. You guys might remember her from Orange is the New Black. She was one of the guards in the first season. She also stars in the HBO show Crashing with Pete Holmes. She was in Jurassic World. She's on Comedy Bang Bang all the time, one of my other favorite podcasts, and has her own podcast. And now she's launching a new podcast called Raised by TV with her comedian friend John Gabris. And it's all about nostalgia for 90s pop culture. Mm-hmm. TV and pop culture in general.
I love that. These things are popping up. Nostalgia, like binging.
It's never been bigger.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like going back to the shows that we don't talk about because they're not current, but we want to talk about them.
Totally. I mean, she mentioned like Who's the Boss?
Oh my God.
And I almost launched into our story about Judith Light and you singing that theme song with her.
Oh, good.
By the way, guys, check it out if you haven't. Which
THR
show is that
THR podcast, right?
Transparent. Girls on Transparent.
Right.
I've had so many podcasts at this point, I can't remember.
We interviewed Judith Light on the Transparent Girls on Transparent podcast.
Yes. So if you go to THR podcasts on iTunes, there are some episodes called Girls on Transparent where we got into that. Anyway. Lauren's amazing. So she came on the show and she was joined by Lane Moore, who has been on the show before, who's also a comedian. She's also a musician and she's in a band called It Was Romance. And they are actually kicking off a performance series this week, actually, which is all about 90s music. The first show they're playing at Arlo's Grocery is
Arlene's.
I always call it Arlo's. Yeah. What am I referencing?
Well, there's a restaurant
Arlo's
or
breakfast.
Something. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Arlene's Grocery. They're doing the whole Empire Records soundtrack.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like Gin Blossoms and Cranberries and lots of good stuff. So they both came on and they just like talked about why they're so obsessed with the 90s. Music, TV, whatever.
Who of our generation is not?
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Now?
So it's really awesome. And Lauren's also learning to play guitar. So
cool.
We also talked about music with her. And they're both hilarious. And it was a great talk.
Can
so.
We be guests on Lauren's
on her podcast? I know.
Talk about some TV.
I'll ask. We need to plan an LA trip together.
I'm in.
I think it's recording out there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'll let you guys listen to it. Lauren Lapkus and Lane Moore on Soul Sisters. All right. Well, let's get started.
Okay.
Yay.
Lauren Lapkus, welcome to Soul Sisters.
Thank you.
Lane Moore, welcome back to Soul Sisters.
Yeah, thanks.
How's it going?
Good.
So this was like a fortuitous, random combining of people. Lauren, you're in town to, like, what, announce, launch your new podcast?
Yeah, I'm here for the Now Hear This Festival, which is a podcast festival happening for this whole weekend in New York.
It's like and every single podcast that I listen to is presenting there.
Yeah, it's really fun. And I'm launching a new podcast that I'm doing with John Gabris, who's a hilarious comedian. And it's all about the 90s and 80s TV shows that we grew up on called Raised by TV. So I'm very excited to do it.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
And so, Lane, your band, It Was Romance, is starting a new performance series that is 90s focused, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's the Venn diagram overlap between you two.
Yeah.
And you guys kick off next week, right?
Yeah, on the 15th at Arlene's Grocery.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the subject of your show will be...
Oh, yeah. So it's called 90s Albums Live, and the first one is going to be the Empire Records soundtrack, like front to back. And
that's
like,
so fun.
I'm so excited. I'm going to dress up. Like, I already own the costume that Corey wears in the movie, just like for my own purposes. And so I'm going to wear it, and my friend's like making it.
Which character was Corey?
Liv Tyler's character. Yeah, okay, so like the fuzzy blue sweater.
Top.
And the like... Yes. Yeah, the fuzzy sweater. Like,
Isn't it short? Like, or it's, no, yeah, am I wrong? I feel like there's a belly button that I witnessed.
There is. I don't know that mine is present because my skirt, like, comes up here. Yeah. But, like, I'll do the best I can.
Like, just flash it at one point.
I know. It's like, whatever. But I am going to wear the, like, the red bra and, like, the tacky, like, beige underwear that she wears to seduce Rick Manning. Like, no one will know that but me. But, like,
I don't know. You might have some diehards there.
That's true. But, like, I'm not going to show them that. But, like.
Okay.
If one of them is lucky enough, maybe.
Yeah, right, right. I just want to meet
Don't
someone with
how
floppy
your night's gonna
hair.
End.
Like, I just want to meet someone who looks like the floppy-haired hot guy in the movie.
Yeah.
That's my only reason for doing that.
Yeah. Just, that's fair.
Yeah.
Thank you for being honest
about
problem.
It.
Yeah. So, wait, Lauren, are you going to keep doing your old podcast?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay.
I have more coming. It's too much.
You're already, like, on Comedy Bang Bang every week.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I'm questioning my choices, but I have other podcasts coming out later this year. But, yeah, I'm still doing my regular podcast, which comes out once a week, called With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus. And that's an improv podcast, so it's a different vibe. But
Yeah. I was listening to the one the other day where you guys were all Sex and the City characters.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I fucking died on the train.
Oh,
like,
thank
I was
you.
So embarrassed. At how I could not keep it together. I'm usually good about not doing that in public, but that one was nuts.
Oh, that's the best. I love when people laugh at it in public. It's just so great.
Yeah.
Like, I almost crashed my car. I'm like, awesome.
Well, it's especially weird to like laugh at a podcast when you're on a subway, because what do people think that you're doing?
I know.
Right.
You're just like,
they probably don't
crazy.
Think podcast.
You're listening to music being like,
yeah. This song makes me feel so jolly.
Lost your mind.
Yeah.
I laugh sometimes even when I don't have headphones. Like, I'll just like think of jokes in my head, or
yeah,
I'll
me
play
too.
From my...
I was laughing at a book 2 days ago when I was flying on the plane, and I was like, that feels like a really old-fashioned thing to happen. That I'm like,
totally.
Yeah.
Just writing. Yeah. It's great, but like it feels like it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, and kids are like, Mommy, what's that thing she's holding?
Well, it was an iPad, so they would know
okay.
that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
you're so a modern
you're
gal.
Yeah. Looking at YouTube videos.
Exactly.
Nobody even thought that.
No one thought it was weird.
No.
Can I ask you guys what your stance is on Sex and the City right now?
I'm fully on board forever.
Yes.
I think they're making a new movie, aren't they? Are they doing a third?
Oh, I don't
I heard
know.
A rumor of it, but really? Maybe it was like a lie. But
there's a rumor every like,
I know.
3 months. It's like, it's coming back. It's like, okay.
I want it to, even though the second movie was really bad.
It's a little dicey.
I would love just more. I just want more.
Yeah.
Always.
I could watch any episode. Do you feel like it was important? Would you say that?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. Do you feel that way?
I do feel like it was. I mean, in general, though, like, I want to hear more stories from women in their, like, 30s, 40s, 50s, and
totally.
On.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's,
I think it's easy to make fun of it, but I think there are more reasons to applaud it. Like,
yeah.
To put it down.
And you can make fun of, there's, like, I don't know, you can hold both parts. I always get really, like, protective when people make fun of Lilith Fair, because it's always rooted in sexism, always.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I mean, with Sex and the
like
City.
I feel like Sex and the City is a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, you know but I mean? Also, yeah. I feel like on my podcast, we definitely mocked it, but, like, it's because we know it so well.
Well, no, that's what
we,
I'm
like,
saying.
That was
it.
The joke.
Who
You found, like, the most ridiculous parts of each character and just, like, turned it to 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why it was
Well, that's kind of what I mean. It's, like, I can see the funny parts in Sex and the City, but also hold that it's, like, it's because you love it so much. You're not coming from a place of, like, but a lot of times when people make fun of it.
Parody's a totally different thing, and that's what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different than, like, but you know, you hear people like talk about Sex and the City and you're like, oh, you hate women. Yeah. Whereas it's supposed to like, I love this show, but it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, and that's, I'm of the same stance.
Right. And I mean, it kind of, you know, it was one of the, I don't know, catalysts for shows like Girls, which Lena has talked about. Lena was on Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I saw you.
Yeah.
You did.
I've seen every episode.
Yeah. She was in the Charlie and Marnie reunion episode.
Ooh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Oh, that's great.
But yeah, and I mean, you can like make fun of Girls as much as you want, but I think that was also an important show, right?
So same. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Again,
and that.
Even I feel like the creators can make fun of that. It's like,
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Know. I don't like when. Like, I can lovingly make fun of things, but when people just, like, hatefully make fun of things, especially when they're made by, like, women or people of color, or, like, queer people, I'm just like, no.
We don't need to do that.
Not in the, because there's so few of them. I'm like, exactly. You can't just cut them all to the quick. You can't.
Right. Yeah, if that became the majority of stories we were telling, then fine, free for all, just right. Like, go at
That's
it.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
I agree with you. Okay, so let's talk about this nostalgia thing that you guys are both fully embracing. This podcast actually,
forever.
This has become a nostalgia podcast because I feel like most of our artists in the past few months have been like '90s singers, and love it. And I didn't even realize it first, and then all of a sudden I was like, we are recreating the lineup of Lilith Fair in this podcast. But it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So like, what is it like? And why did you decide that will be your next podcast?
Well, basically, I'm obsessed with television and I grew up watching so much TV. And I kind of feel like I was in my group of friends when I was a kid, like the only one who had seen all of these shows. Like I've seen every episode of Different Strokes or whatever. It's like, why is no one watching these reruns? And what are your parents having you do instead?
Right.
And my parents are great people. And they're also like, they were very like attentive to me. But I somehow was able to like watch whatever I wanted all the time. So I don't know. I got away with that. And I just never, I can't let go of it. Like, I can't let go of all of these memories. And I feel like there are a lot of people out there who had the same experience. Uh-huh. And once I found Gabrus, my friend who I'm co-hosting with, we like realized we have the same exact like memory base, like bank of like all of these memories. And we're like, okay, wait, we have like all the same references. We can talk about this for hours. And I think we should.
And now there's a medium.
And we just like, every time we get together, we have like a new topic for the episode. It'll be like commercials. And we're like, we're just going to go off top of our heads. We don't like research commercials. And then we're like, wait, I could talk about, like, we didn't even scratch the surface of like the commercials we remember for like in an hour. It was like, oh, we could keep going on just that alone. Yeah. So it's scary, but it's just fun. It feels good to like get it all out and have somebody else who's like, yeah, oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite TV show from that era that will be like the episode that you will be working your way towards?
I have so many favorites, but I think one of my favorite like all-time shows is Golden Girls. It's so good. It's just genuinely so funny.
Yes.
I mean,
not like even for nostalgic
reasons. I could just watch it now and be like, that's just straight up good.
Yeah.
That's good writing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's amazing. And also what Sex and the City is based on. So
boom.
I feel like all the characters are like those exact tropes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just love that show.
Oh, that's so true. Did they ever admit that?
I don't think so. Maybe it's like a flash forward of Sex and the City, like when they're like old.
Right.
It's like, this is the...
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so funny. What about you, Lane? What's up with your nostalgia obsession?
Oh, everything now is trash? I don't know.
There's also that, yeah.
Yeah. No, is that us just getting older?
I think
it might be. Rejecting young culture?
I don't know. I think about that all the time. I just... Well, for me, I'm like, how dark does this get?
Get dark.
Because I definitely have like the opposite childhood. I think for me, like I was raised by TV because like I just like didn't have any family or anything like that. My child was like insanely dark. So like for me, my brightest moments were like TV and movie and music. Like those were my friends. Those were my family. Like it's like I know I care about it too much in a way that's like. And a friend of mine told me years ago because I'll go and I'll rewatch entire series, you know, I'll watch like all 7 seasons of Buffy and like I'll just, you know, and then I'll go back and do it again because I get like very attached and I don't want to leave them.
Yeah.
And I like don't want to leave this world. And my friend was like, oh, I finally get like why you're like this. Like this is like spending time with your family. And I was like, that's so dark, but like accurate.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's I understand that. And I feel like even though like I didn't have the same experience as you, I feel like I get that same like warm feeling from seeing these people where it's like, oh, these feel good to me.
These are my people. Yeah. I feel like less alone. I feel like, oh, this is right. Oh, Veronica Mars is at it again. I know that's 2000s, but like,
no,
it's
but
like,
still.
I get so invested. I don't know. So I think that's like kind of, I don't know. It's like my security blanket.
Yeah.
It's like maybe what going to your childhood room for people is like who, that doesn't make them terrified. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that.
But then also because of that, those things had a greater impact on you, right? So it's
so
like
huge.
You genuinely love that music and
love
those shows and love those movies because you needed them so much.
They
inscribe themselves on you.
Like I genuinely saved my life, like TV and movies and music. Like when people, I don't know, I get a little weird when people like talk about movies and TV and music in like this passive just like, oh yeah, whatever, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, I need it, because like, it like saved me.
I think so many people relate to that though. Yeah. That is like, and that's I probably comforting on some level. I feel is, that way, yeah, even just out of being like, I watch too much, and it's, I'm a freak, and then being like, no, we all remember this too. Like, we're these kids who like did the same thing, and it does feel good. It does, even just like I hear like theme songs from certain shows, and I feel like I could cry. Like my so-called life, Who's the Boss. Those are some of my favorites. But I just like feel like when I hear it, it's like a tingly, like it is like ASMR or something, that feeling of just like, wow, this is just like a massage. Like, yeah, this is, I know I don't have to think anymore. I don't know.
It depends. And it depends what it is too, because there are certain theme songs that it's like, it depends on what was going on in my life too. Because sometimes it's like a melancholy. Because, and that's what's funny to me too about like my obsession with certain time periods, because I'm like, you know, your life was trash then. Like, it wasn't good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like,
why
I'm just
am I
like,
dwelling on this?
Yeah, but I'm like nostalgic for a certain feeling. But I think it's because of the escape that I felt while watching this or listening to this, as opposed to like, oh, I miss being eight. Like, I do not.
Yeah. But, but those were probably your happier moments.
Yeah, but I miss that, like, all right, nothing exists, because now, like, I go to Bayside High. Yeah, sure. Like, I'm one of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what was Empire Records for you?
Well, okay, so.
Or is it because of the soundtrack just being so iconic?
No, I loved, like, so another, like, layer to this nostalgia, and I don't know if you have this too, but, like, a lot of the stuff that I'm into now that's, like, from the 90s and stuff like that, I actually, like, didn't know about at that time at all. Like, it was not something that was relevant to me. I didn't know a lot about like modern culture. I was like listening to a lot of, and not in a douchey way, but just like based on the way I was raised, like listening to a lot of 60s and stuff like that in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like I was always listening to the oldies station.
Yeah, me too.
Me so too. Why did we all love the oldies?
So you get it. Okay, cool.
It was like I would call into the oldies radio station, like request songs.
Yeah.
In like fourth grade.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. 1,000%. And I knew all the songs on the school bus. Yeah. So my friends were like, you know this song? I'm like, this song is amazing. And you're wrong. Like,
yeah.
That's so funny. What is that?
Well, was it from your parents?
I guess partly, but like my friends and I were into it.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a trend. Or
I know.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My friends were not into it,
that's,
but I was very,
that's
I had
really
like,
cute.
My mom gave me her like 8-track player when I was really little, and I like, I was very into my 8-track player.
Well, I also like totally romanticized the 60s, and I was so jealous that my mom was a teenager in the 60s and that she like almost went to Woodstock. Like, it was so envious that she got to almost go to Woodstock.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, the music was all part of that, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess, like, style wise, that era was kind of popular.
It came
like,
back,
like,
though, the 60s, 70s.
Hippie thing.
In the same way that, like, when I see like teens now on the subway, and I'm like, why are we dressed the same?
Yeah.
Like, why are we both wearing 90s chokers?
Yeah. Totally.
But it's, and then you think about like, you know, when like older people as a kid would be like, I used to wear stuff like that.
Right.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, right. Are there oldie stations now that play 90s music?
Are
they called oldies?
No. No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're separated by like 90s. Yeah. I mean, at least I listen to Sirius Radio. So it's like 90s station.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Station. But I don't know. Yeah.
It's not, because I remember when I was a kid being like, when I get older, are the oldie stations going to play 90s?
Yeah.
And my parents were like, you're too intense. Like, you think too much. And I was like, okay. But now they don't. It's just like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
But even on regular FM radio?
I don't know. I just feel like I feel like they kept it.
You're like, I don't know.
Because it does
feel
weird.
Is it wrong to say I don't listen to that here?
Well, I'm not listening to
that.
I
listen to controlled
radio.
Gilbert
counts all that stuff.
Yeah.
it's fine. No judgment.
Controlled radio.
Yeah.
Well, so Empire Records, I didn't see until like years after, because it came out like 96. Like, I didn't know about that until years after. But I just, like, there were so many movies like that in the 90s that were like, most of them were written by women and had so many like strong, badass female characters. And they weren't the only woman in the movie. And they were like, you know, these textured, layered people, and like, it was just like, I think being obsessed with music and the fashion, that movie is so good.
Yeah.
And like the characters are all like, I remember in drama class, like doing the scene where like Gina like throws the Adderall at Liv Tyler's character, and just like, just like, I just thought it was hilarious in ways it wasn't supposed to be hilarious. And like, I just loved it. I wanted to be Liv Tyler, but if I'm being honest, like, I'm totally Deb. Like, the, like, depressed, shaving her head one who, like...
Is that Robin Tunney?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good at that.
I want to be Liv Tyler, but, like,
I definitely grew up to be like just the weird tomboy.
Yeah. Like, but how'd you pick that movie for your first show?
It all just kind of came together, I think, because I listen to that soundtrack all the time. I really love the Gin Blossoms. Like, I really
love.
Me
too.
Right?
Yes, they're good.
They're so good.
They're good.
I'm like yelling, and I'm sorry. But they're so
I recently
good.
Downloaded the best of Gin Blossoms, and I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
hits.
Best.
Sounds great.
Hits. Yeah.
But their song, Till I Hear It From You, on that was only, I think, on that soundtrack. I remember watching.
Wait,
that.
Really?
I think so.
Oh.
But either way, it's like known from that soundtrack. Yeah. But I remember watching the music video as a kid and being like, I want to be in a band so bad. And like, just thinking it was this wonderful song. And that's one of those songs, like when I hear those opening chords of that, I just like lose it. And I was like singing it down the street and I was like, I wish my band could cover this song. But like, fuck, I wish we could like cover the whole soundtrack. How would I do that? And I was like, oh, it could be a whole night and I could dress up and like people could dress up. And it just like. My brain exploded, and I was like, we could do other ones. Like, we could do the Josie and Pussycat soundtrack. We could do 10 Things I Hate About You. We could do, like, a whole Lilith Fair one. We could do, like, and I was like, okay, you must go create that. And then that's
amazing. Yeah. So can you tell us, like, another soundtrack that you're going to cover? Is it all soundtracks?
You know, I don't know, because I thought about doing some albums. But, you know, it's tough, because, like, I thought about doing, like, maybe, like, No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom. But, like, not every song on Tragic Kingdom is, like, A++++.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know if everybody would need it to be, so like I thought like, oh, I could do like a best of this artist, like I'd love to do a whole like Cranberries night, because like you don't get to hear, or like Letters to Cleo, or like all these bands. Like the only thing I've ever heard of anyone doing anything like this is like every now and again you'll see a bunch of dude bands who are like, we're all covering Weezer, and you're like,
right,
we know
it always is Weezer.
It's always Weezer. Always, or like Weezer. We're doing Zeppelin, you're like, I know but I wanted to do like the thing, like nobody, you don't get to hear songs like this, or like a full whole album, like
you just don't get to hear.
Or I mean, what I personally love to do, like the best of Selena. I'm like obsessed with Selena. She's a big one for me.
Yeah,
and I know all her songs.
I only know a couple Selena songs, but I did love that movie when I was little.
Oh god,
so good.
I have a weird, tragic, very upset, like obsession. I sometimes will watch like YouTube videos of her and just be like, she didn't deserve to die.
It is such an insane story. It's so crazy. Her number one fan.
Her number one. And the owner of her fan club.
Yeah.
Like the person, woman who ran her fan club.
And just like an older woman. It is a very unlikely. All of it is very weird.
It's hard to figure out what the lesson is from that.
Don't
trust anybody.
There's no rhyme or reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so intensely sad. And like you watch videos of her performing and she was just this like incredible, gorgeous. She just like radiated just like joy. You're just like, she's this, like, how did she even exist to begin with person?
Right.
And she's not with us. And it just, like, kills me.
How old is she when she died?
Like, 25.
Yeah, she was really young. Yeah.
Or something. And she was just about to break into the American. It's fine.
Yeah. it's not fine. It's quite the
opposite. I know. I just, like.
But you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Although I picture her as J-Lo because I only really know the movie.
That's totally a reasonable. I did for a long time. Yeah. And then I.
It's like Lee Diamond Phillips or Lou Diamond Phillips in La Bamba.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't know how the actual dude looks.
Yeah.
He looks like that. Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
No idea.
Probably pretty close.
I mean, they cast
There's
him.
A reason
There's
he
a
was
reason
put in the role.
In the role. Yeah. It's like. It's in the style of Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, exactly. Same vibe. Yeah. Lauren, what's your musical background?
Oh, wow.
Have you dabbled?
I dabbled as a child.
Did you?
I played the clarinet for 3 years.
Really?
Without ever practicing.
Hey.
And then I would, like, in the shows, be, like, pretending to play.
Just middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tried, like, a lot of different things growing up. I, like, pretty much tried every activity and quit it. Like, I did violin for 2 seconds, clarinet. Yeah. And then I was, like, a tap dancer for a second.
Really?
Ballet. But all when I was, like, very little. And then I tried ice skating. I think the first day of ice skating, I fell. And I was, like, I don't want to go back. And it was like the end. Like, of course you fell on the first day. I don't know. Like, It's so lame. That's why I was watching so much TV, because I had no hobbies.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just got a guitar for my birthday, though.
Really?
And that's like a dream, is to play the guitar. So
was
I'm
it given to you?
It was, yeah. Okay. So I'm really excited.
Are you going to take lessons?
To take lessons, yeah. I'm having a friend of mine teach me.
Nice.
And that's awesome. My goal, to actually try to learn. I got a ukulele this past year, and I like learned one song. And then I get very like distracted. And
you
like,
kept those themes from your childhood. Yeah. Like, I learned one song.
I know, and I want to be really good. Like, I picture myself being awesome at it, and it's like so cool.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, and then I just am like, my phone, and then I'm on there for hours. So hopefully the guitar will, I'm going to like set time to have lessons with another person, not just my computer.
They will
and then
hold
like,
you accountable.
That will actually that make
will
it happen.
Help.
Yeah, I think it might be good. Yeah.
What kind of music do you want to learn? Like, what do you see yourself jamming
like,
to?
I love like folk songs. Like, I love like Joni Mitchell and
That's
stuff
hard.
Like that. Okay, fuck it then.
I know, I'm saying.
No, literally, I'll
she
give
already her thinks it's too hard. She already thinks we have to help her.
Forget it. I won't. I think I'll start with like Twinkle Twinkle. That's my genre that I'm interested in, and then that's my passion, and hopefully I'll master that.
And then I'll
get right into
Irish
Joni.
Folk music. I think is more the route you should go.
Yeah, I also love like Fleetwood Mac. Of course, I'm like these are people who are like extremely skilled guitarists. I would like to do like the basic version where you're like, I know what that tune
version.
Is. Yeah,
that's the thing. Stevie songs and Fleetwood songs.
Oh yeah,
that's
really?
Your jam.
I do Night of a Thousand Stevies every year. The,
oh
like,
yes,
Plaza.
I want to go to that. It
you
sounds
should go.
So amazing.
Yeah, we do it every year, and I just did Madonna-thon too for the first time, which is like the same thing.
Wow.
And I did like Madonna songs. I just drew like a comically oversized beauty mark. But like, I'm obsessed with. I mean, I'm also literally.
Oh, I didn't realize you're sure.
I honestly, the amount of times I've talked up Stevie Nicks and then been like. Oh my! It's like every time.
I was like trying to show how well I know you. I'm like, Lane's into Stevie Nicks.
You're like,
no,
I knew that.
Really says
you
it
her shirt. Literally yesterday, I was like at a photo shoot, and I was like, make me look like Stevie Nicks. That's all. She's like my everything.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like your goals.
Yeah.
You have good goals.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I accomplished a new goal this year that I'm really excited about, which is that I never worked out in my life. Like regularly, like I would like try every once in a while, like go do something. I'm like, oh, sucks.
Yeah.
And I always kind of wanted to, but didn't have like the dedication or motivation at all. And then this year, I was like, you know what? I'm doing it, and I work out now like 3 times a week.
What?
And it's a whole new world for me, and I like love it, and I think it's fun, and I like miss it when I don't do it. And I've never been like that, so I'm like, I think I can learn guitar now. I'm like ready. I've trained myself in a new thing I thought I would never do, and so
I'm actually very similar.
Yeah.
I couldn't regularly do that. Like I walk a lot. It's like you're in the city and it's like it's fine, but and then like I started going to yoga classes. I was like, let's just like wade in, and now like I go all the time, like
that's
obsessively,
so awesome.
In a good way.
Yeah.
But it's like a self-care thing. It's not a like I want to have like I know I knew that it was
I didn't hear it.
Sorry.
I was like, well, hopefully someone can grab that. I don't know. Oh my god, literally that was an alarm for my bar class.
Oh,
really?
There
you go. You're late.
I know. No, that's
wait, what exercise are you doing?
I do bar classes.
Really?
Yeah, like bar method and pop physique, not to be a spokesperson, but those are my favorite things. Yeah.
Really no, fun. I do bar and Pilates and yoga because I have to like mix it up.
Yeah, I want to do Pilates, but I haven't tried it yet.
It's not as bad. I remember going to a Pilates class when I lived in LA and being like, never again!
Yeah.
Like, it was just like,
it's intimidating as fuck.
Yeah.
It's so, but then.
In theory, anyway.
But when I went to this one, like at my gym now, it's just like, I don't know. It's maybe because I started with a base of like
these other things.
Yeah.
But if you just go in, like, I've never exercised, and you, like, dive into Pilates, it's like...
Right, and I think that's part of it, too, where, like, I scared myself away by some of the stuff I did before without any experience. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, wait, I can do that.
Yeah.
So, and it's also, like, I've built up strength that I didn't have, where I'm like, oh, I can actually, like, hold a plank for a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Where before, like, the first time I tried in the class, I was, like, crying. Like, look at my friend, like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so. When I did a plank, and I was just like, never again. And you look around, everyone's doing it so easily, and they're like, leave me alone.
Yeah. But then it feels so amazing to, like, build your strength and be like, oh, I did it. I used to not be able to do this. Yeah. And you can actually see, like, the progress. And I feel like there aren't a lot of things in my life where I can go, like, oh, I can see how I've gotten better at that thing.
Dude, literally, you're, like, speaking the last year of my life. Yeah. I'm in the same. That's I'm just like, and it gives you, I think, like, faith in, like, the world that you're like, things can change and get better.
Right. It is. And you can have control. Like, there's so much about what we do that you can't control at all. And you're like, I have to just wait for things to happen or, like, try to make an opportunity.
Or things to hit. And, like, you don't know.
And you don't know what's going to work out or not. And then this is something where it's like, oh, I can control. Like, I go on this day and I do this and I get better at it.
That's so funny. Last night I was at a barbecue at my friend's house. She and her husband hosted a bunch of people, and he was, like, super grill master, like, cooking up a storm. And I was like, Will, when did you learn to do this? And he was like, oh, just, like, a few months ago I got really into it because they had a baby and he wanted to, like, start doing something productive. But he's also an actor. And so everyone started dissecting, like, what else was behind his embracing cooking.
Right.
And his friend was like, also, dude, you can actually, like, start something, see it through to completion, and then be like, boom, it's done. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. We can all enjoy it. Whereas, like, when you're acting, like, there's not a lot of control to a lot of that.
No.
You don't know how things are going to turn out. It's out of your hands at a certain point. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels really good to, like, make something tangible.
Right.
Well, and also something that's not, because, like, I'm like you, and, like, I always have, like, 75 projects going. Yeah. And I have something that, like, the second I get in there, like, I can't think about work or I'll fall.
Right.
Right.
And also, like, there's a time limit on it where you're like, I know that I can check out and just focus on each
for
moment,
hour,
and they're not going to make it go longer than an hour.
Yeah.
And it'll be over, and then I can go back to, like, my stupid worries and whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's, like, huge for me to just, like, because I can't, because anything else, it's, like, the whole time I can still be working in my head. I can still be worrying in my head. I can still, but, like, there I'm just like, this is for me.
Yeah. And you really can't, think about something else because you will lose your balance or, like, whatever it is. It's very cool.
Yeah. Playing music is like that, too, right? Do you have the same experience?
I do, because I can say that, like, if I every now and again, if I'll, like, if I'm playing something or singing something and we're in practice or on stage, if I start thinking about, like, oh, I have this stand-up show tomorrow, or, like, oh, I have this thing, and, oh, you know who I should email? I'll fuck up.
Right.
And so I have to be like, nope, you're here right now. You're playing a show. Yeah. People are here.
Yeah.
It's not helping you to think about what you're going to do tomorrow. Like,
because
you'll literally, like, and I think then that ends up being, like, not to sound like a super hippie, but, like, a larger lesson about, like, living in the moment. Because, like,
it's true.
Yeah. No, it is. True. And it's so hard to find that. I mean, I don't know, people try to, like, meditate to find that, and there's different ways to get it. I feel like you can get there.
Yeah, even it's in, because exercise ends up kind of being because you're just like, okay, I'm, like, breathing, and that's all I'm doing. I'm holding this. I'm making sure my, like, body is okay, and it's like.
Yeah, I mean, I study TM, and that's basically what they say, like, doing your mantras. It's, like, going to control your, like, body systems and, like, slow down your breathing and slow down your heart rate, and then it will release stress. And
how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Wow. Have you noticed, like, growth in that?
I mean, I would like to say yes, although, like, I also think I want to believe that it's working, and I want to believe it was money well spent, because it's very expensive. But, yeah, I mean, I felt like in the first year I was doing it, I, like, got a lot of focus and clarity on things, and I was sleeping better, and they say it helps with all that stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. I recommend it. It's also a great way when you don't really have time to take a nap, or you're not somewhere where you can take a nap, if you can squeeze in a meditation.
That's true. Because it rests your. I was telling her before we got in. I just got back from, like, a silent meditation retreat.
I was just talking about this with somebody. How was that? I was thinking about how it'd be really cool.
Do it.
Yeah.
Like, just from, like, talking to you for, like, 20 minutes, like, go.
Because I'm like, no.
She's like, you need to shut up for a whole week.
No, because you remind me of myself in so many ways of, like, we're always doing these things, and, like, the same things have helped us. So I was like, this has helped me. Mm-hmm. I think it would help you because it seems like we're the same.
That's cool. Do you the first time you did it, did you go stir crazy, like being like, I want to talk, or are you happy to have the relief?
No, I was happy. I was happy. It's not that I don't love performing and all this stuff, but like there's a part of you that's just like, I mean, I don't know, it depends on what type of person you are. Like at my core, like I'm pretty introverted, but it's like doing all this stuff, it's like you get to exercise all that extroversion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even when I was like, even when I'm not around people, I'm still working, I'm still doing all this stuff. So I never have time to like I'm not good at not working or like taking breaks or like just chilling. Like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So
if you could change that about yourselves, though, would you? Or do you feel like it's been a secret to success?
I would.
I don't think I would, because I feel like it does keep my machine going. Yeah. Of like, if I don't have like an acting job, I'm still doing my other things obsessively. Right. And like, I feel, even though I like often reach breaking points where I'm like, why am I doing so many things? Like that I'm creating, I could just stop doing that. Yeah. And then I wouldn't have this problem of feeling like I'm too tired.
Yeah.
Like no one is asking me to do this.
Yeah, but, I know.
But then, like, every time I kind of like try to give myself that break, I'm like, I feel crazy that I'm not doing something. So I don't know. It's a hard.
Well, balance. That's like I get why you say no. When I say yes, I don't mean a total eclipse of that, because similarly, I love that it's like every single day I have like 40 new ideas and 40 new things I'm creating, 40 things I'm pitching. But I just want more of like a balance. Like I want to be a person, and I've like realized in the last year that like I don't know how to do that. Like I don't know how to like relax and just like chill with friends and not like look at my watch.
Well, it's not
like,
sustainable to
that's
be
all
at,
I
like
mean.
100%.
That's all I mean.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been like that my whole life.
I can zone out.
I can't do that yet. Yeah. So that's when I say I would change it. I mean like I want to be able to like zone out and be like, I took like my therapist told me years ago, she was like, I'd love for you to be able to take like one day when you don't work. And I was like, get away. But like now I a little can't, like it doesn't, I just don't like that I don't always have control over like when I want to take time off, and then like my roommate will be like, why are you working? You said you'd stop. And I was like,
oh. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm still in that place. Where it's
well, I would be so interested in doing one of those retreats. It also
but we did it for almost 2 weeks.
You
right?
did?
Yeah.
It wasn't just the weekend.
They're like,
They're
like 12 days.
The one I know about is 3 days. And I was like, that sounds good.
No, they're 12, like
12 days.
Days.
I would. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
It's okay,
could
though.
Could you do it?
It's okay, though, because...
I mean, what do you mean you don't know if you could do it? What do you
guess,
think you would do?
I guess
like,
I
run
could,
away
but
screaming?
I feel like I'd be like, okay,
well,
can
can't.
We do something? Like, I don't know. Like,
you'd get a little angry. Yeah.
Well, like,
what
do
you
do
like,
activity-wise?
Me
do you hang out? Like,
no, you're meditating.
You're
like,
just
much, like,
meditating?
I do you, like, clean?
I'm
you have
out.
Chores?
No, you're meditating, you eat food, and then, like, you can, like, take breaks where you can, like, rest or whatever, but you're supposed to be like actively engaged. Like it's
that would make, I think I would go completely insane.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, also it sounds like you had a better childhood than I did, so I feel like you don't need it as much as you're okay.
Can you write things?
Yeah,
can
no,
you write?
You're not
you
allowed to write.
Write.
Which has been I was able
no
to
journaling?
Keep it. No, you can't read. You can't write. Nothing. Which that was the hardest thing for me. Not the talking, but because when you meditate or you take like even in like. Exercise classes, I'll get ideas and I'll wish I could write on a piece of paper and I can't. But I'll know that at the end of that, I can write it down. In the meditation thing, dude, the last one I went to, not this one, the one before, I wrote an entire musical while I was there. And I was like,
I was like, going to say, imagine you write a whole feature film in your head.
Right,
because
like,
leave
finally
and you're like, I fucking forgot it.
And then you try to like, and I started writing, I like broke the rules. I like snuck in and like stole a pen. It was not
did
good.
You?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, cheater.
The, like this one. Because I had this musical idea, I had all these other things. I wrote out all the songs and like, and then I realized when this time I was like, oh, I know why that was bad. Because like, you're there to like break that habit of like, but it's tough. Because when, I mean, and you know, music and comedy are very similar, but like, especially with like, improv, you're like, your brain is wired because like I know I have improv brain where it's just like I have a million ideas all the time and I can just and which is awesome, but you can go crazy because you're it's hard for you to like if you have that steady flow of ideas all the time, it's such a gift, but if you can't stop it it can be tough. I don't know.
Lauren, how many days a week are you doing improv, would you say, if you include podcasts
including podcasts?
Yeah.
That changes it.
So seven.
Yeah. I do. Well, like I kind of have allowed myself to not do shows lately. Okay. Like if I'm feeling like I just really want to like have a weekend where I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
So, yes, that feels really good. Yeah. I for years would never let myself like skip a show because I felt like I have the opportunity. I should do it.
Right.
And now I'm like, OK, the opportunity is there. But I also like to like hang out.
Yeah. And that opportunity is not going to disappear.
Right.
Yeah.
But and years ago it felt like it would. Like,
for sure.
Like, oh, I said no, now they're not going to ask me again.
Yeah,
or
that's such a
so
thing.
It is. And it's like, I don't even know if that's true, but
I don't
it feels
think it
that
is.
Way.
But it feels very true.
Yeah, I think now I probably, including my podcast, I do like 3 days of improv a week.
Yeah.
Probably. If I did every show that I'm supposed to be at, it would be more like 5 days.
Wow.
And that's just a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, I think there were years of my life where I did that and liked it.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, I just don't know that that's what's feeding my soul right now, to like be on stage all the time.
Yeah.
I think it just doesn't necessarily always feel good.
But even 3 days a week, does that bleed into the rest of your life? Like just being on in that way?
It does in some ways, but like my podcast, because it's like an hour long format, usually with one other person when we're improvising like a 2-person show essentially, it is really draining. And so if I do 2 in a row, I feel like very like brain dead after, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to anyone or do anything. And it can be like energizing. It can also just be really draining. So I think sometimes I've learned to not like do 2 usually unless I kind of have to.
Right.
I'm trying to bank episodes. But if I can do 1, I usually feel like, oh, it's so easy now. Because I've been kind of like doing 2 in a row and feeling like I used up every part of my brain focusing on what the person is saying.
Totally.
And, yeah.
Are you guys both UCB people?
Mm-hmm.
You are, right?
I do a lot of stuff at UCB.
Did you train at UCB?
No, I trained at Improv Olympics.
Oh, okay, cool.
Me too.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Are you? Where are you from?
I'm from the South originally, but when I was out in LA, it was like when I was doing that, it was like I think I started doing IO like right before like UCB got there or something.
Cool,
like that. Or it was like it was there, but I had been told like go to IO, and it was like UCB wasn't
established as much.
Totally established in LA.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, that's funny.
That's cool.
Do you guys like black out a little bit when you do improv?
Yeah.
I've always wondered this.
I do. I actually had a realization the other night. I was doing a show and I realized in the middle of it that I didn't know what was like where I was. Like I knew that I was doing a show, but I was like, wow, I haven't been thinking at all.
Yeah.
I've just been, like,
I have to remind myself. And it's like that ends up being like a grounding exercise where I'm like, hey, Lane, you're at a show right now. What's up?
Yeah, but at the same time, you guys have to be so
but
present
it's good.
To do improv. So I don't know how it, you
well,
guys
I think
have like a dual brain
it's
that I don't
part of
understand.
It, yeah.
I think it's kind of almost my version of meditation where it's like
totally.
I'm so in the moment with this that like I forget that it's a presentation.
For sure.
Right. So it's like... which is fun because I think it allows me to just like be myself completely and say whatever like completely unfiltered. But there will just be moments where I'm like, oh, that's just so crazy that I just am not aware of this right now. Like it's just a weird realization of like, oh, wow, we're here and they're all here and this
well,
is the thing.
It's like because you're shutting your brain off and it's like I do a like totally improvised comedy show called Tinder Live where it's like I go on my Tinder and it's like projected up there and it's like the whole thing is like an hour and a half of me just like doing this, and I have like special guests who are on there with me, but it's like
are you like swiping on people?
Yeah, the
it's
audience
amazing.
Like votes
and then
I
she'll like
right
live
left.
Chat with people on
oh,
Tinder.
Oh, that's fun.
It's
really
so
fun.
And then I'll have like, you know, other people who are actually it's like this weekend. I mean, like I don't know when this will air. It probably won't be this weekend then.
Yeah.
But like it's so fun, but it's like it's just my element because it's like the second that we match, like I know exactly what to say to them. I know exactly. And it's like in character. So it ends up feeling like a 1-person improv show with like Mystery Science Theater style panelists. But like I have a very similar feeling of like every time I get off stage, I'm like, what's up? Like just because it's like. And people are like, I don't know how you did that fast. And I'm like, I'm very tired now.
Yeah. Like, you're you have like, to just focus so much.
Yeah.
And your brain
it's
is like I need a break.
Because there's no. I never know what's going to happen. Like, it's just, I never know what's going to happen. And, like, there's no set end, so I always just, like, have to find an ending. It's very much like doing, like, a 1-person improv team. It's bizarre.
Yeah,
but I
so
feel the same kind of, like, it's very draining. It took me a while to realize, like, afterwards why I didn't want to hang out, and I would be kind of hard on myself, and I'd be like, why am I so tired? Like, it's okay. And I'm like, nope. Nope. You just did that. Yeah. Like, that's...
I know. I used to like to go out to like the bars afterwards, and now I'm like, I don't want to go home.
I know.
Is it because like I'm old, or am I just like done? I don't know. I'm like, I like pajamas now. Yeah, that's who I am.
But I think I'm getting to that point. I remember doing like hot tub, like Kurt and Kristen show years ago when it was here. And afterwards, just watching like Kristen Schaal and her husband just like go immediately home. Like they like said goodbye to me and like the other comics and they were just peaced.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking forward a little bit to like getting to the point where I can like give myself permission to do that.
Yeah. Totally. Oh,
and not
do
stay
it
for like
it's
an hour
awesome.
And like say hi to everyone.
I love it. I love
Highly recommend it.
One of my favorite hobbies is leaving.
Yeah.
I think being done, leaving, those are like things I love. That's when I like really come alive.
Yeah.
When you're in your pajamas.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I did the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I think I'm still at that point where it's like, my friends will come or there's people afterwards
right.
and they're so
you feel
nice.
Like you owe them a little bit.
Yeah.
To, like, spend
yeah.
A little
well,
time.
And it's like, I like them. It's not
you
that I don't
want to
see
them.
I'm just like, so tired, and I'll reach a point where I'm like, starting to fall physically over, and I'm like, I love you guys. This is so. When is it? What time is now?
Have you ever seen someone that you know on Tinder while you're doing the show?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Not that I know, but like one of my favorite parts of the show is that like people in the audience, almost every single show, they're like, I know. Man,
oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
Give it to me.
That's because... my dream to like see someone I know. I would just like to see the profiles of everyone I know who's on Tinder.
Same.
Yeah,
like,
I
know.
Look at how they present themselves. It would be so interesting.
When you host a show about it, most of your friends will show you.
Yeah.
And I have to stay so silent because a lot of their profiles are not good.
Yeah.
And they're not accurately reflective of like how wonderful my friends are.
Right.
I'm like, you look like trash. Like, not physically, but I'm just like, if I saw you, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah,
ugh,
yeah, you don't present yourself the way that you should. I think a lot of people don't know how
they, don't
they
know
come
how.
Off or how to do
no,
it.
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah, my friend was asking me for advice on her profile that she was writing, and she called herself witty and good-humored. And I was like, I would never talk to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That just makes it seem like you're not.
Yes. You're trying so hard. You're being redundant.
Yeah.
Convince people that you're funny.
Yeah.
This is like red flag.
But that's one of the things I like about the show is that it does have that element of like wanting to help people like, you know, be perceived as lovely as they are, because I do like have a positive outlook that like most of these people on Tinder like probably are like really lovely,
right?
But
right.
they just look so awful on the way they're presenting themselves.
But Lane, when you write the movie of your life, it would be an amazing moment when you're doing the show that like you found an ex or someone you're currently dating on there.
And or that. Just like so dark.
That's
so dark.
Depends how you write it.
Oh,
you have control in this scenario.
Oh, okay.
It's fiction.
It's fiction. I was like, this is awful. I don't want that to happen to me. Like on stage, and I'm like, we dated. So guys, like I've thought about that. That's
that
like
would be like really scary, and like it could be really triggering. Like, like seeing someone being like,
"No, maybe that wasn't a great idea." I don't know.
You know, I just like that's
interesting.
I think it's interesting.
It is interesting, but I'm just like, I've been through enough.
Yeah, that's true.
But I have thought about that too before, where it's like, I don't know, would an ex show up? It hasn't happened so far, but.
Okay.
Thank God.
I guess they have to be in your certain like radius, right? Like when you're doing it, is that like based on like
yeah, but
their
like
distance
she
from
does me? It at the Bell House and
where's
the other spot you do? Littlefield.
It's in Littlefield. Yeah. It's like I make the radius big enough because it's like
It's gonna happen, Lane.
I think so. I mean, my story that I would prefer as opposed to
yes, go
my
ahead.
Story is like more like
you meet
like,
somebody.
Like yeah, like I'm like doing the show. I'm like, well, who's this angel? Yeah. And then we like talk, and he's like funny, and like cool.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
like,
that'd be very trolling them because they're so cool.
What did you say?
You can't really troll them because they're so cool that the joke is on you at the end.
Yeah, which is great though because like I think at the end of the day, like I would love to find love. I would love to find someone great on the show. It's just like so often you're just like. But then they're also
you do actually like you will acknowledge if someone's actually cool.
No, I'm. It's not a trolley show. It's like very
it's
good
true.
Natured.
Yeah,
but
like
if someone's awesome, I'll like you know tell them they have like a lovely butt and like wish them a good night and, just, like,
and let them go.
Yeah, like
back into
really
the water
do.
With them.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's all. So it's like it's fine.
Yeah. Lauren, does your new show have a name?
Yes, Raised by TV.
Raised
it's going to be launched in the fall, so it's not out yet. But we
like any good
episodes.
TV shows.
Yes, coming
I see
this
it.
Fall.
I see it.
I see it.
Yes, it'll be on Earwolf. So you can check it out in the fall.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you recorded the first one yet?
We've recorded a bunch, but we're just
like, was the commercial one when you've actually done?
Yeah, we've done commercials. Okay, cool. And, well, I won't reveal all our topics. You can wait and see, but we've been kind of breaking it up. But this live show will be the first one that anyone's hearing of it. So
that's so exciting.
The one that you're doing, that we're doing today.
Today, yes. Today awesome. Is Friday, yeah.
Cool. And then, so will that be up like,
yeah, that'll
next
be part,
week?
That'll be, no, that'll be out all when
it'll be part
launched,
of the show.
Yeah,
got it, yeah.
In order, yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
it's by
so
TV.
Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, Lauren Lane, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
This was an awesome little detour for Soul Sisters.
Right.
But I would prefer to always have people on who can do multiple things.
Yeah.
Makes everything interesting. And Lauren, can't wait to hear your new folk album. That
yeah.
I'm going to crush
We're
it
all
so
rooting
hard.
For it now. You have like people are invested.
Like you said it's hard, so now I have to prove that I could do it.
Yeah.
And that was the motivation.
To, like, egg you on.
And I said that there's an easier version of songs and you should lean into that, so either
Somewhere.
Way you win.
Yeah, or I'll just be like making my own songs and it'll be really good. So
exactly. I mean, obviously
I love that now you're like insanely ambitious.
No, I'm gonna write my own, I'm gonna write hits.
Now she like throws the microphone, knocks on all the Billboard volumes and storms out of
exactly.
the building.
Exactly. Cool.
All right, thanks
awesome.
guys.
Thanks.
I don't wanna take advice from fools. I'll just figure everything is cool until I hear it from what they say. It's likely they're just jealous and jaded.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.